This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When sweet tarts dared to combine sweet and tart, they thought, why stop there? Why not create other exciting and unexpected combinations, like rainbows and ropes, or fruity and gummy, or chewy and more chewy? That's why they created fun treats like sweet tarts twisted rainbow ropes, gummies fruity splits, and chewy fusions. When you dare to combine, it's sure to blow your mind. Sweet tarts, dare to combine. Visit sweettartscandy.com to shop now.
Coming soon, a brand new season of the Music to My Ears podcast, brought to you by BBC Music Magazine.
My body will move this way because it gives me such joy. Like the beginning of the last movement, especially if you find a recording that's fast enough and quick enough and has the right energy, it's just brilliant. And then there's that moment of the viola solo toward, like, it's like the second viola solo towards the very end of the movement that's just touching and lovely and full of wonderful energy and harmonic twists it's a vibe. Brandenburgs are a vibe.
The one piece that I did drag my friend along to see was Cosi Van Tutti, because it's a funny plot you can explain, and I think it just does dissipate that intimidation. And I would recommend to anybody who feels, well, I'm not sure about this, or anybody who wants to get a friend involved and thinks, oh, please come with me, you'd really love it, is that you tell them, you explain blow by blow how ridiculous the plot is and how way below this person's intelligence it is. It's like, it's so stupid. It doesn't make any sense. Now, how can you be intimidated by that?
People were always saying that Beethoven was deaf and he couldn't hear what he was writing. I think he wasn't deaf. This piece probably was ahead of its time for at least 100 of, if not more, years. And the amount of dissonance, amount of innovation, amount of ideas in this piece is truly unprecedented.
Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Acast, or wherever you get your podcasts.